Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs, so their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Hello?
Sorry, Macho was talking to me.
Hello.
He was saying, let me tell Big Red he was really half-assed this job. Yeah, dig it!
Oh, no. He was proud of it, too.
Should have put the handles for the quick-release willies. Back here trying to find a power source. Yeah, dig it! Over in Largo, repressing places in the test tube. Move you! Make sure you give me that skag air check.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you almost forgot about it, didn't you?
Nope, got it right here in my notes.
Yeah, all right, notes.
And the K&N, too.
K&N too, yeah, thanks.
And the factor scent.
Yeah.
With a human kicker.
Man, my legs. My God, I think I...
They look good.
Well.
He's hurting.
I knew there was a reason why I didn't do good girls.
That's what perfection looks like.
Shut up, Lummy.
That's what perfection
looks like. But I have... this is my first day on factor. And I'm so responsible that I'm taking my dinner... Like, I'm going to my mom's as soon as this show's over, like around 11:30.
Right.
I literally got the merch crick to grab me. Well, she doesn't drive. She will come over
here. She can't even drive her own car.
No. Or the Mercedes. Let's not talk about the Mercedes, okay?
R.I.P. Right.
R.I.P.
That was expensive.
CLS 55 AMG Rare 2006 Twin Turbo.
That was a cool car.
I love
it. I rode it once.
We drove it.
To the funeral.
And even though it was an 06, man, it still flossed like a motherfucker.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It was in great condition. Yeah.
Great condition. Nice wheels. Fucking only to be eaten up. Only for her, Erica, not to be paying attention.
Oh.
Over in Pinellas County, fiddle fucking around, Lummy, on 275. It just rained, and she's out fiddle fucking around and doesn't anticipate the stopping distance and fucking rear end somebody.
You took such great care of that car, too.
Chris Simon, 65 on the Venmo. Brian from New Jersey, 30 on the Venmo.
Brian from New Jersey, who is selling shit out of the back of his trunk. Well, I mean, that's how it goes.
$30.
So I say it all in its
entirety.
Brian
from New Jersey, who's selling shit out of his trunk.
Any relation to Brian from Philly?
Who?
Brian from New Jersey.
John Costeca, 50 on the on the PayPal.
God bless.
I got 50 on the Venmo from John Costeca.
My buddy John Costeca.
With a Mitch Lucarelli, $100.
Hold on. Did Mitch come up with a hun?
Yes.
Thank you, Mitch.
And I haven't heard from you in a while, Mitch. I thought maybe we lost you like donkey teeth.
Mitch Lucarelli?
No, I haven't heard from Matt Hoxie. I haven't heard from Matt Hoxie
in
a
while. Hoxie's the one. Yeah, Mitch is on here almost every couple of days.
And I think Ashley's in the middle of building me like a badass Excel spreadsheet from all places.
Yes.
Is she not?
Yes, she is.
God, she's smart. I saw her on, was it Sunday?
Yes.
When you were over here, she came over to my apartment.
Yes.
With your child. There was nothing. There was no
shady. Hickey. Come on.
I didn't have Erica watch your child while I blasted her.
No.
I got that in your head now.
I don't know.
Didn't feel her boobies.
I wasn't around.
It's in your head now that Erica may have watched Little Walker, which, by the way, Little Walker would love to be, because he's drawn to jugs.
Oh, of course.
So, Erica, all I have to do is have the merch crick have like a little tank top on. And he wouldn't know that mom's gone for 10 minutes getting blasted in the bedroom.
Nope, but I would never know. FTE from California, 25 on the Cash App.
Let me, I would never, ever do that to you.
Well, thank you, Bubba. I appreciate that.
I would never. Did we get anybody to, by the way, we do have a show email for you to correspond with us. show@thebubarmy.com. Remember yesterday when I was kind of sad and I was playing the 13 Ugly Men, video. And I was like, man, troll it up, cuz. Did anybody troll it up?
We had a couple people in the comments.
Did anybody write, like, Ugly 13? It's like, listen, do you know what this guy has done?
I know a couple of people asked if you were still going to post the police report on Facebook.
I need to. It just makes for some good reading.
Yeah, because that's the three I saw where they said, let us know when it gets on Facebook, or is Bubba still going to post it on Facebook?
Let me work on that.
Because that would be good reading. Plus, they could just, email it to him multiple times.
Right. Something like that. I got to find it.
Did you hear back from Matt Arroyo?
No, I didn't. He's missing one hell of an opportunity. I should call him. I'm just going to call him. Maybe he's in the middle of choking somebody out. But
whoa. Bradford Bauer, $100 on the Cash App. Number one show in the world.
That's for my man right there. Oh, yeah, I was back here wiring some shit up, and you should need to tell me when you're going to hit that his arm, brother.
He seems pretty upset now, Bubba. He might come up there and give you a suplex.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
You could talk to people like that.
Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah. I don't think you could even talk to people that way now. I don't think you can call a person a maggot and tell them, and the first thing that comes out of their sewer hole is, sir, yes, sir. I don't think you can do that.
I don't know.
Hello. Maybe we'll get
Bubba. Las Vegas Mario. How you doing?
Maybe we'll get some troll report on me. Be like, hey, I emailed 13 Ugly Men, and here's what they said back.
Exactly.
It's LVM.
Yep, LV. Oh, I like that.
Like that?
First thing I want to say, I did, when you talked about that 13 Ugly Men, I got on their Instagram. I wrote some bad stuff about him and trolled him, and I even got on their website and did some stuff, too. So,
right, did you get any reactions back? Did it stay on their Instagram? Did it stick? Did it get removed?
Not yet. I've been DMing them just constantly, like, hey, you don't know this scumbag. He's a lowlife, and I've just been writing a bunch of stuff, just trolling him.
What else you got, buddy?
Oh, second thing. I heard you talking about Howard this morning. Hypothetical, random act of God. Let's just say Howard retires, and he's like, listen, I need Bubba to take over for the morning. Would you do it and bury the hatchet?
Absolutely. Well, hold on. There's no hatchet to be buried. Oh, I've profusely apologized to Sirius for the things that they could potentially be mad at me. I'd be on bended knee at sucking dick, whatever.
Hey. And you take the filthy with you?
Yeah, you mean Red?
Yeah,
of course. I'm not.
Take me.
I'm taking everybody.
I think you'd be great to fill in for him in the morning. I think he's winding it down again. I love Howard. He's my man. Other than you, but
I think there could be a chance that on when Howard finally knows that he's done, because I don't know that he knows that he's done. I think he's got. I think he's got. Let me see how long his deal is right now. Hey, Alexa, how long is Howard Stern's current contract?
From LATimes.com, Howard Stern has signed a new contract and will stay on satellite radio for 5 more years. He announced Thursday on his Sirius XM show.
Well, when was that, you bitch?
Yeah, bitch.
You fucking bitch.
Let me bang.
2020, so he would have 2 years left.
All right, so he's got till the end of 2025. Right. So he's got a year and a half left.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, in 2025, no, the end of 20, would it be, which is the, would he be done December 1st, 2026, or would he be done December 1st, 2025?
He would be done.
I mean, January.
He signed it, December 8th, 2020, for a 5-year deal.
So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So he's it's not available till January of 2026.
Yeah.
So we still got 2.5 years. But, like, I think in 2025, maybe, you know, he could potentially, you know, say, hey, I'm out of here, and I'm going to suggest to them, you know, that they maybe bring Bubba in here.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I'll keep my subscription.
I mean, you can see that. I mean, I'm top of mind. I'm top of mind with Howard, and him and I are friendly, and I never speak bad about him. I always stick up for him. We're friends. What's not to say? We're friends. And I think not only are we friends, but I think he respects. I think he respects my talent, nonetheless.
I think so. Like I said, he puts you over all the time. Anytime he can talk about you or that Marianne calls, he puts you over all the time.
All right, my man. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Love you, Bubba.
Thank
Bye,
you. Love
LVM.
You too, buddy.
Being a little bitch. Now apologize.
No, I'm not apologize. It's not the word apologize.
From yesterday's show.
Sure there is. The way you're acting right now.
I'm acting fine.
You're acting like I'm marrying
I said
you.
I said
I'm not marrying you. I didn't marry you.
Okay, good.
I have shit going on that day. What day is it again?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Probably don't. You don't even want to go to the wedding.
Right?
Why are you making me go?
That's the only reason he was showing up. You were coming.
He was all excited.
Right.
I think Bubba will probably back out now. Bubba wanted to see me. Now, Bubba will go. Bubba's a good man. Bubba's my man. I would have liked to have seen Bubba. I'll give you that. But I do have this. Thank you. I'll call you after the show. And please pick up. Thank you.
I can't. I have my shrink appointment.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. It's Wednesday.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, it's Dave.
Thank you, Dave. And I think Sirius would be smart to sign me because we're Howard endorsed, but we've not lost, you know, we've kind of, you know, stayed in our lane, and Howard has gotten a little bit older and changed a little bit, as we all do. And maybe they need some edgy, you know, me being a crude, rude, white trash, edgy son of a bitch. Maybe they need that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you got, buddy?
I got two thoughts.
Not that Howard's not that way, but, you know, whatever. If he's gone and he's done, let's bring in somebody that he likes and has got along well with him and that he actually respects. Let his replacement be somebody that he respects. And you know what? You could even keep his name on the channel. I'll be the morning man on Howard 100. And then, you know, when I'm not on the air, they can do Howard stuff. But you need a main show. Unless you're just going to keep running reruns of him, well, then that's good. Put me somewhere else with his anointment, nonetheless. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Dave, West Palm. I had two thoughts. I started calling in on one topic, and then I got squirreled into listening to what you guys were just talking about. So let me pick up the ladder, and then I'll get to the reason why I originally called. And talking about Howard, listen, I know you love the guy. I respect the guy, and I'm not going to talk bad about the guy. But I will say the fact is that it does say something, I guess, for credit for you, is that you've got a guy in Ronnie that has been with him how long? 3 decades?
Four.
4 decades.
I think four. And solidly three, but probably closer to four, maybe.
And for some reason, we don't know why. But first, I have a feeling I know why. But for some reason, he's not going to travel to Vegas to go to the wedding. Well, but he did travel to yours.
Yeah, but it was a way different time during my wedding in 07. I mean, Howard, you know, Howard has been very much freaked out by COVID. He very much is freaked out by listen, even when he came to my wedding, he's very much a kind of an agoraphobia. He just doesn't like dealing with people. And you know, Tampa is a far more controlled atmosphere than Vegas. And you know, he's gotten older and doesn't want to travel as much. And you know, so it is a testament to how cool it was for him to come to me, to my wedding. But it's a much different time for everybody. You know, it really is.
But take it for what you will. He's the Howard Hughes of radio, and the fact that Howard Hughes is a very talented guy, very brilliant, but he became a recluse
Howard's not a recluse. He's been getting out more. He's been getting out more, but you know, he's getting older, and he's set on his ways. And you know, if you have that kind of money with that kind of hot wife, and the type of houses that he has, and who needs to be out? Hell, I don't have any. I don't have any money, and I don't even have a house, and I don't hardly go out. Period.
No, I guess my point was.
I mean, I would be willing to say that Howard probably goes outside more than I do. I don't go outside that much unless I'm working on my racetrack.
Oh, well, I guess what I'm saying is you should feel very proud and happy that it happened, because and obviously he's a very good friend of yours. In essence, to my second part of the conversation was more political. Was, and I understand you don't like to get too political in the situation for president and whatnot, but I will say the fact that social media and everything that's happened over the past 10 years, nobody in their right mind would want to be president. I mean, when you have people on Twitter and other social media aspects, which we didn't have 10 years ago, going back through your social media and what you said 15, 20, 30 years ago, and going through and literally dissecting every part of your life from friends, family, and everything, all the opposition, who would want that in their life? I don't think anybody would want that, to like have your friends being like interrogated by the FBI and Secret Service. And it never used to be that way back in the day. But, I mean, now it's basically choosing between the lesser two evils, and it's probably been that way for the past 20 years. But that's where we're up. That's the reality. Whether you like Biden, whether you like Trump, whether you like DeSantis.
Listen, whoever is our president, fucked. Because they're just going to – the modern technology and just digging shit up. And then here's the thing. If you don't dig shit up that you really did, the opposition will dig up shit that you didn't do and say that you did it anyway. Like, it's just – it's such a witch hunt.
It's a dirty game.
There's not even any gamesmanship left in politics. Like, there used to be a little gamesmanship and respect. Now it's cancel, because we need two seats in the House, and this guy's an asshole, and that guy's an asshole, and let's trump up this that happened 20 years ago, and let's do that. It's just – it's an absolute fucking joke. And guess what? The joke's on us. The joke's on us, because we keep putting these people in charge – And really important policies like immigration and our debt ceiling and the war with Ukraine and, you know, COVID and just, you know, just all the bullshit that our country is going through. These little bullshit, you know, George Santos, Donald Trump's, all that is just a distraction to keep us, you know, off the bead of what's really happening. I got to say, man. I don't think our country's in a real good spot right now.
No, I don't think it is either. And I think what is a major part of media, obviously, but I think the other thing is people are so entrenched in their beliefs, they don't want to admit that they're wrong. Like, they don't want to admit that they made a mistake. So, like I always said, you know, there's no way that nobody agrees with 100% of anything anybody says.
Right.
So, like, I agree with about 50 to 60 to 75% of what, you know, Trump and DeSantis, you know, his policies are. I don't agree 100%, but I agree with the majority of it. I agree with the 0 to 10% of what Biden and that administration is doing. So you got to go with the majority. You're not. It's not a one or two issue deal. You got to look at the totality of everything, but nobody wants to do that. Everybody yeah. just wants to get in their own little corner and fire off shots to the other corner, and like it, there's no conversations happening.
Listen, man, you're leading me down a path that I would rather not be in right now. I want to have fun and not talk about politics.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. I love you. I love the show. And by the way, real quick, I'm getting ready. I've been in a financial hardship right now because I want to contribute to the show financially. I'm not able to right
Listen,
now.
Let me just stop. Let me just stop you. There are the great people like Mitch Lucerini's and John Kostekas and Big Red and Travis and Iggy's and Wizzy's and the people that can give and the Bubba Army royalty that qualify for the BARP party. Those are the big whales that keep us on the air. But listen, not everybody can pull that off, and we know that, and we don't expect Bubba Army. You can call yourself Bubba Army and be a daily listener by just simply doing nothing, just being loyal to the show and liking the show and maybe for free, you know, going to our YouTube channel and watching our videos. That's the least you can do. It costs you nothing. And that's all we ask is to subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch some of the videos and listen to the show when you can. All of that really does help us in a pretty decent way. So
I've liked everything. I'm a subscriber on YouTube. I'm a subscriber and do your downloads on a podcast.
There
I
you
do
go.
Everything. I do everything I possibly can. Now things hopefully will you know flip the switch next year. But
that's fine.
Just let you know.
Just do it. I really really appreciate just even you do what you do, man. You're Bubba Army solid, and you're doing what you can, and that alone. Well, if enough people like you do that, which obviously they do. It generates pretty damn good income for us on YouTube, and it makes a huge difference, and it keeps us on the air. So, more importantly, man, thank you for doing that, buddy, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate you. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. Morning.
Morning.
To Howard's defense, I'm from a place called Shelter Island. It's just a boat ride from the Hamptons originally, and it's not so much people confuse him for a recluse, that he's just a very private individual.
I know
he
that.
Out and about.
I know this. He goes out.
That constantly.
He goes out a lot. He just is, yeah. You know, he'll call ahead, or his people will call ahead, and they'll give him a little private room, and he'll go out to dinner with Beth, or he'll go to Nobu, or, you know, he'll go to a, you know, a Knicks game, but, you know, he just doesn't, he's such a fucking megastar that he can't walk 2 feet without people, you know, bugging him. And so people like that tend to be a little bit more recluse when you're on that level of stardom.
Right. And as you know from meeting him many times, my sister ran a fruit stand and he would go there every weekend with his girlfriend. But he's not just a megastar. He's like 6'8". So he automatically stands out.
Right. No, he's 6'7" and he's a superstar. Yes.
Right. Right. So, you know. Yeah, he's just a private guy.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if Howard Stern's going to a food stand on the corner. I don't know if he...
No, a fruit stand.
Oh, a fruit stand.
He would go get organic fruit with his
Oh, no, no, absolutely. Now, I believe that all day, yes.
Yes.
I'm not, Howard Stern's not going getting a Sabat hot dog on the corner, but he'll go get organic fucking grown oranges all day. Yes, I will believe that.
Yeah, yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Hello.
Bubba.
Yes, sir.
Matt Hoxie, Charleston.
What's up, my friend?
Hey!
How are you? The Hawks? How's the Hawks doing?
I'm doing pretty good. A little broke right now trying to start a company, but don't count me out. I love you guys.
Oh, we're not counting you out, buddy. You just get that business going, and then if you can contribute, you can, buddy. No big deal.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. We're going to be there for BARP. We just got to try and get our ducks in a row first.
You got till September 15th, my friend. I'm sure you'll figure it out. And we're so thankful for you and Mitch. Hell, Lucerini's rolling, and then maybe he'll loan you a little something.
Yeah, you better pay his rent first.
Tell your wife I said hello, and if you do make it, we're going to do a big, you know, renew your vows kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. We're coming for sure. Like I said, we have money put away. We just haven't been sending it yet.
All right, buddy. No big deal. Love
you guys.
Love you guys.
Thanks for calling.
See ya. Bye, buddy. Thanks.
Woohoo.
Don't forget my Skag air check. The best of ever.
Don't forget the Skag.
I can't edit right now while we're recording the show.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
The
FDA, this is the best.
Yeah.
FDA advisors vote unanimously in support to over-the-counter birth control pill.
Hell yeah. Now finally six-year-olds can get on the pill.
No, but you wouldn't believe. Oh. Like you wouldn't believe sometimes women that are on the pill, and like you are supposed to go to a gynecologist like twice a year, and you're in between visits.
Oh, dang, I didn't
and
do that.
So, sometimes getting your monthly birth control is a fucking pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the merch cricket is sometimes, and she's like, you know, down to the last day and all that's kind of bullshit, and she's like, and is it really anything that we have? I mean, like, can you abuse birth control? Like, can it kill you?
I don't think it can kill you, but I mean, it's hormones a lot of the time, and that can kind of fuck you up, especially maybe if you're a boy. I don't know. I think it's more just like, so, you know, teenagers don't have access to that sort of stuff when their parents want them to be abstinent, sort of a deal.
Oh, is that where the opposition would come from?
I'm assuming.
Carol Woodcaffey doesn't want Rhonda to be able to.
Or maybe Jimmy wants to be, you know, Jamie or something, and he just starts like eating birth control pills like it's goddamn fucking M&Ms or some shit. I don't know.
Oh.
Now there's going to be a TikTok challenge. How many birth control pills can you consume in one sitting? Mukbang style. I'm watching.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just foreseeing a lot of the.
Do you ever notice how us as a country, we can turn cool stuff into real bad shit real fast?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much my MO. We were talking about this.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
In the middle of between the shows.
You know, like.
18 hours is good. I bet I can go 26.
Right. Birth controls are good for women that want to control their periods, but they're also good for some guy trying to make a fucking TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to give me 100,000 fucking views immediately.
My son's got tits. Thanks for nothing.
My son's got tits. advisors, let's see if they've addressed these potential issues. Advisors for the U.S. and Drug Administration voted unanimously on Wednesday in support of making birth control available over-the-counter, saying the benefits outweigh the risks.
Do you have to be 18, though, for OTC stuff?
And again, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you would make it 18, you would certainly then lower the risk of teenagers, you know, getting
right, if they're checking IDs, but...
Two FDA advisory panels agreed that people who use O-pill safe... Is that what the pill's called, is O-pill?
I think that's just one brand.
Safely and effectively, said groups such as adolescents and their... And with their limited literacy, would be able to take the pill at the same time every day without help from a healthcare worker.
Huh? So it's like just one brand.
The advisors were asked to vote whether people were likely to use the tablet monthly properly, so that the benefits would exceed the risks. 17 voted yes, 0 voted no. O-pill. Manufacturers Perrigo hailed the vote as a groundbreaking move for women's health. Perrigo is proud to lead the way in making contraceptive more accessible for women. Hell, if I was a guy, I'd buy it and make my chick take it.
And it says O-pill is a mini pill. I guess these are one of the safer pills, which when they say safer, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's less effective. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but...
If approved, it'll be the first... birth control pill over-the-counter in the United States. O-pill is a mini-pill that uses only the hormone...
Progestin.
Mm-hmm. At Wednesday's meeting, some doctor from the University of Cincinnati, probably Alan's wife... thanked the FDA for its consideration of switching O-pill to an over-the-counter product.
Oh, that's great. Well, what nice. Do you do? What do you fucking
I wish they would come up. I've seen stories over the years that potentially this is coming, but that would be a male pill where a guy could take a pill and maybe kill your sperm.
Just like temporarily?
I think it kills it.
For the month?
For at least.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not like a vasectomy or something.
Yeah, I think like if you
take it for a few days.
Yeah, I think if you stop taking it, then maybe your sperm starts building back up.
See.
I'd love to. I'd get a vasectomy and take the fucking pill.
Oh, nice.
These are the people that have been arrested in that guy who choked out the fucking. Are they thinking about charging this guy with murder?
Well, they're saying they claimed it was a homicide.
Yeah, the person that did the autopsy.
They're like, this is a fucking homicide.
Multiple people arrested as chaos erupts during the New York City protest over fatal chokehold of Jordan Neely.
I'm waiting for Ben Crump to come out from underneath the dirt and claim this one as his own, because that's usually underneath the dirt and claim this one as his.
Who's Ben Crump?
Oh, the fucking George Floyd guy. Breonna Taylor. Yeah, like he's the attorney that does all those cases.
He's the one that riles everybody all up.
He's like the Al Sharpton of law.
Look at that cop.
I'll be there next week.
Say his name, James Neely.
Isn't it Jordan?
Say his name, James Neely. Oh, Jordan Neely.
Close enough.
I'd be the one fucking it up.
All these people like act like they cared so much. This guy was fucking homeless.
Hold on. This bitch right here, this hot bitch right here, never ever fucking cared about Jordan Neely ever. Still doesn't. But it's just, you know, wallflower and fucking granola out and fucking wants to... Oh, she is pretty hot. Black Lives Matter.
All right. Well,
they do.
Okay.
But when you've been arrested 40 times. And you're fucking with people on the subway.
Punching 63-year-old woman in the face.
Yeah. With a warrant out for his arrest.
There's a warrant for your arrest. You're choking people out. I mean, there's a warrant for your arrest. You punched a 63-year-old in the face last week.
You can dance, though.
You've been arrested. You used to have your act together a little bit when you're doing your Michael Jackson gimmick.
When you're doing Billie Jean.
But, you know, some time, you know, you're hit the skids a little bit. And, you know, you're being disruptive on the subway. You fucked with the wrong former Marine, and he choked you the fuck out.
Yeah. With a sweet stash.
What else can you expect from a Trump-hating, Clinton-appointed judge who went out of his way to make sure...
Isn't he the best? Fucking do some stand-up, bro.
But hold on.
Kill it.
Hold on.
You just say kill it.
Johnny Fish Lips. Like, does he got some speech coach that makes him... do this more than the average guy. Like, do you know, like,
yeah,
he really likes to talk like this.
That's the town hall he did last night. He was the same way, coming out firing.
Sure that the result of this trial was as negative as it could possibly be. Speaking to and in control of a jury from...
I bet she's got strong lip muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Anti-Trump area, which is probably the worst place...
It's, by the way... The anti-Trump area, which you live in, right? Trump Towers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking Mar-a-Lago.
No, I know, but Trump Towers is now he's just...
He's got a place in Chicago,
Recently moved his permanent residency to Florida, mostly probably for state tax reasons.
I think it was a few years ago while he was still president.
But nonetheless, he does have a... The majority of his life he has spent at Trump Towers.
Yep, Manhattan,
in the United
he's from
States,
Queens.
For me to get a fair trial, we'll be appealing this decision. It's a disgrace. I don't even know who this woman is.
Has he had some? has he had some work done?
Who knows?
I think he might. I think he's had some. I think he's had some like a little mini facelift.
Oh, really?
No idea. Who she is.
Yeah, he looks noticeably younger, don't you think?
He does look good.
He looks more tan, less orange.
But the wrinkles are gone. But no, but he also kind of looks like he's, you know, a little more contoured here.
He's been doing what do you do, the Morpheus?
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't he look a little more contoured here?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, he does.
Where she came from, this is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful. You have somebody running for office. You have a woman that's financed and lied about it. She totally lied about it by Democrat operatives, like just about the biggest one there is.
And Soros?
Mm-hmm.
She said that wasn't true. They found that she lied about it, and The judge wasn't even, I guess, letting it be put in.
Now, here's one thing I don't understand why the judge allowed. Now, I can't argue with the 11 witnesses they supposed. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
...have, but, you know, that in itself can be gamed as well. But I can't argue with what the witnesses said they saw. I can't argue with that. But I can, and I've been part of four, you know, jury trials, so, and I'm not a lawyer.
Mm-mm.
But I'm damn near one.
Yeah, you know, a lot of shit.
When they allowed the term, they like when us billionaires grab them by the pussy. Now, they allowed that in court. And they allowed that in court to, I guess, maybe show the mindset of Donald Trump. Now, they can't prove that that statement was about this incident. It was an overall vague statement talking about women in general.
Right.
And they let that statement in for this trial. Now, the only way I think that statement should have been germane or allowed in this trial would have been if that statement was when he said to Billy Bush as they were getting on a campaign bus, "You know that bitch that I had try on some clothes?"
Yes, her name.
You know that bitch I had try on some clothes?
Jeannie Carroll's fucking.
Jeannie Carroll Willie.
Yeah.
You know, that bitch liked when I grabbed her by the pussy.
Yep.
Now we can let it in because it's
pertinent.
We know for a fact that it's about this case. Now we're letting in broad statements that are not pro him. And I don't want statements that are pro him, you know, not let in, and statements that are not pro him let in. I don't want that, but I want it the system, the legal system, to be fair, and for a broad statement made about all women that he potentially has touched, it's not germane to this particular, and I think it's very, very, very much present. What's it called? President, not president.
Presidential?
No. when you're going against somebody, fuck, I can't.
A candidate?
No. What? Prejudice. Prejudicial? I think that would be the word. I think it would be very much prejudicial. I mean, it's very much prejudice against him. And it's not a statement that he
made. Biased against him.
It's very much not a statement. Nobody can prove, and I don't think anybody has argued that particular statement was directed to this particular incident. And why that was allowed. That might be his appellate issue. Now throw that out. Does it change the case? Probably not.
Did you ever see
two things that changed the case? Two things could have changed the outcome of this case. One, that not be allowed. And two, he shows up. And he shows up and says these very same things. This is more effective speaking to 11 jurors, looking at them, being separated by, what, 5, 6, 7 feet? Usually they set the person being questioned in a box right next to the judge, closest to the jury, and you're taught and coached by your counsel to make eye contact with them and to create somewhat of a positive feel and vibe with them. And so you have 7 men and 4 women. You automatically have a little bit of an advantage because men, I know everybody in New York hates them, but if there was to be a particular gender in New York that would be more likely to like him, it would probably be a male. And if all you got to do is just have one male of those 7 that are vibing with you, and maybe they hate you when they see you on TV acting like a horse's ass and an arrogant prick, but when they're 7 feet from the former president of the United States and he's acting like a gentleman in a convincing, but yet, you know, in a convincing, mature, polite way, that you got a chance. You got a chance to flip one of those guys. You do. We all are starstruck in some way, shape, or form. We all are.
Mm-hmm.
As evidence, the whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
Bubba, did you see her like short snippet of with Anderson Cooper, where she said that she wasn't raped? Like she was kind of like.
Now, when was this?
A week ago.
Oh, really? That recent? Yeah.
Maybe a week and a half ago.
Thrown on the ground.
Doesn't it say 1 year ago? Or three? Wait.
No, it's the next 10 years.
No.
No, it says 3 years ago. Right here, let me see.
Well, you're talking about the force. I don't know. They keep replaying it, though. It keeps coming up. But
okay.
About the,
well, nonetheless, I mean, whether she uttered it 3 years ago or she uttered it 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
If she uttered it on CNN Live, then you are to think that it's true, right? Regardless of when she said it.
Yeah.
Victim.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual.
I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent.
Hold on. Are we talking about literally the same case here?
Yes.
Are we talking about the same case?
Yeah, that's why people keep playing it.
I'd first ask her, ma'am, are you familiar with the Cooper Anderson interview you did 3 years ago? Yes, I am. Were you on any medication? No, I was not.
Yeah, she's
Were you of sound mind? Yes, I was. Well, why was your testimony then that this was not sexual, but yet you are seeking sexual battery and rape against my client? So were you telling the truth then, or are you telling the truth now? What in this 3 year period has made you done a 180 in your opinion?
Victim.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual.
Well, what was it?
It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape as a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
What?
So let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
We're going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Oh, my God!
I mean, hold on.
Really throwing it out there.
Man, I got to tell you.
You know he likes boys, right? You crazy bitch.
Look at her. Look at those eyes.
But hold on. Why is... First of all, she looks like a predator.
Yeah.
And let me... Is there a part two to this?
I could see. I mean, this is what everyone keeps playing on it. Is your mic off?
It was. Sorry. Obviously, Cooper took a break and then came back with this. But I would be playing this. Why wouldn't this be admissible in court? If Donald Trump saying women like celebrities or billionaires to grab them by the pussy. And that's hearsay at best, picked up on a hot mic, out of context, walking on a bus with Billy Bush, not really denoting any woman in particular. Why would this not be a bigger thing than it was? Doesn't this only validate that this was a fucking absolute political railroad by a federal judge appointed by, what do you say, Barack Obama, or was it Clinton?
I believe this one was Obama.
Victim.
You don't.
And Anna, it shows her aggressiveness.
Yeah. You know what she reminds me of?
And then it shows Anna that she's got kind of a sick 50 Shades of Grey deep fantasy deal. She says rape isn't necessarily about throwing them down and fucking them. She says it is about fantasy.
Does she kind of remind you of Jane Lynch?
Very.
You know
much.
What I'm talking about?
Yes.
That predator type coach.
I'm going to shut up. This is the woman that just got the favorable verdict against Donald Trump and got him charged with sexual battery, slander, defamation of character.
$5 million fine.
And a $5 million fine. Of which, to her credit, she wasn't asking for any money, but the jury hated Donald Trump so much, and to me it was so fucking skewed that this woman has gone on record with a major, major, major news corporation with their top talent, Anderson Cooper, and said this. If this is what she meant... This is not what she testified to. And why wasn't this an issue?
Victim.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which, the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape as a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
She's so out of touch.
I would have.
She's on so many pills. She's heavily medicated. She's heavily medicated.
I would have had this on loop in the courtroom if I was Trump's attorneys.
Let's take a.
People think of rape as being sexy. I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
She's at.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
She's that aunt you avoid at the reunion. Yeah, you know, she should have like a dirty martini and a cigarette in another hand.
The president of the United States.
The aunt that you don't, or the aunt that you gravitate to.
Just like, oh, Aunt Connie's here.
This is the only thing I could find.
You're right. She's got a martini and a cigarette, right?
Yeah, she's got a cigarette and a dirty martini, and she's telling me all these stories.
Yeah, man. What are you saying here?
This is the only thing I could find. This is on CNN. I think.
It says just 11 minutes tonight with her account of the alleged.
Revolving door. He came in. He said, hey, you're that advice.
Hold on.
This was 20 years ago.
All right. Well, so she breaks it down. It looks like she breaks it down.
Abnormal this is. These kind of accusations. Bill Clinton
type.
Was accused 2 decades ago. Shook the country.
How funny is
now
that?
The country shrugs as if one allegation is an outrage, but 15 are.
I mean, his comebacks are classical.
She's
it's never
not
happened.
My type.
Statistic.
Not, I would never rape a woman.
Right, I would never rape a woman.
Able to get away with such assault.
I almost liked the guy for that.
He's funny.
Even when, as in this case, the alleged assault is corroborated by two other people that she told at the time.
She told.
Hearsay, right?
Hold on, that she told. Now, did anybody physically see it?
Probably not.
Back I don't think so. Ben Shapiro broke it down kind of yesterday. In the
90s. That's when
the
writer,
no one saw him.
Elle Magazine advice columnist E. Jean Carroll says this happened in a dressing room at the New York clothing store Bergdorf Goodman, just steps away from Trump Tower. She writes about it and other painful encounters in her book, What Do We Need Men For? A Modest Proposal.
Oh, you mean
Feminist Manifesto.
Something that she's proposing, right? Mm. Something that she's promoting.
We spoke just a short time ago. I want to begin just by asking you about the latest thing that the president has said just moments, a short time ago. He gave an interview to The Hill. He said, I'll say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type. Number two, it never happened. It never happened, okay?
I love that. So glad I am not his type. I am so glad. This was 20 years ago. And I probably was, at that moment, in that 5 minutes, the most attractive woman in Bergdorf's, in that one bit of time.
And you think that's what it was about for him?
I don't know what it was about. We were, Anderson, having a high old time. You remember Donald Trump, hail fellow well met, walking up and down the streets of New York, greeting everybody. Everybody liked him.
You're talking about 1995, 96.
95, 96, he was Shakespearean. He was great. You'd love to see him on the street. So when we met in Bergdorf's, and he said, help me, advise me to find a president. I was delighted. I was thrilled. I thought, this is hilarious.
I'm wondering, the statement that he said, which he's just made, which is, she's not my type, number one. That was the number one thing.
I love that I'm not his type.
He has said that previously. There was a woman, Jessica Leeds, who came forward. And he said, I think we actually have the tape of what he said. And it echoes similar language. Let's just play what he said about Jessica Leeds in front of a crowd.
When you looked at that horrible woman last night, you said, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you. You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
He also called Miss Universe fat. Miss Piggy, I think he called her. Miss Universe, one of the most beautiful women in the solar system. And he called her
solar
fat.
System. Uranus.
The other.
He turns it around.
Yeah.
Well, can make statements like that.
He's denied all 15 women who've come forward. He denies, he turns it around, he threatens, and he attacks.
Let's talk about what you say happened, because obviously the details of it all matter. And this is, I should point out,
he's so nervous.
Just part of, this is one person you talk about in your...
Just his body language. He's leaning back.
Well, he's like, she is a sexual predator.
Did you see her leaning forward?
Yeah. This is not
really
a book.
I mean, he's kicked back. He's leaned back.
About Donald Trump. This is not... There's not Donald Trump on the cover. This is about your life and...
We don't even mention his name. I've so mentioned his name once in the book. Once.
So you were in... You say you were in Bergdorf Goodman.
I was...
So maybe they break it down before we let you go.
Out of Bergdorf's.
Which was a store I heard you liked a lot.
It's a posh and cozy. And
your whole face lights up when you talk about Bergdorf.
I was just there today. Okay. I just loved it. So I was coming out, and he was coming in. He was standing out, and he put his hand like this. So I did not go through the revolving door. He came in. He said, hey, you're that advice lady. And I said, hey, you're that real estate tycoon. He said, come advise me. I want to buy a present. I said, oh, for who? He said, for a girl. So I was enchanted. It was such a great moment. Uh-huh. So how about the handbag?
She's a hell of an actress, too.
Oh, no, he doesn't want a handbag. Well, how about a hat? So he strolls to that.
And had you met him prior
once,
to that?
Just once, briefly. There's a picture.
That's where the photo of with yes. with
with my ex-husband with and he with his right. ex-wife. A very nice. It's a very nice.
Which, by the way, he had said he's never even met you previously. Obviously, the picture which we have, tells a different story.
So we went to the hats, and he immediately grabbed a fur hat, of course. And I said, oh, you can't put a dead animal on your head. And then I found out later, of course, all of his women wear those fur hats. Mm. Ivanka. You've seen pictures. They all wear. Okay. So he asked, I said, how old is the young lady? And he said, how old are you? And I said, 52. And he said, what? You're so old.
He said that?
Of course.
Have you met
said,
Donald
you're
Trump?
So old. And shortly after that, he said, I know, lingerie. Or he could have said underwear. And so we went up the escalator. We went to the lingerie department. It was empty. There was no.
I don't know that Donald Trump, the big slinging dick that he is, has this kind of time. I know I don't.
Nobody there.
See, there's nobody there, Bubba. There's nobody there. There's in the whole lingerie section.
All right, hold on.
There's nobody there.
Nobody on the whole floor, frankly.
Man, this is an eye helper.
And it's a huge
I think
department store.
Go through bathing suits and cruise wear. And the store was not popular at the time. Nobody was there. On the counter.
That's going to sound strange, people, that nobody was in the...
Because Bergdorf's is the greatest store on the earth. They take care of whatever you want there. Mm-hmm. If you're thirsty, they'll bring you water. They'll get you whatever. They'll call all over the country to get whatever you want. It was a moment in time. Nobody was there.
That doesn't make
sense. That didn't help.
But there's always someone there getting you something.
Right.
Right.
Plus, a dressing room door was open, which is very unusual because usually they're locked. And the attendant comes and locks it, escorts you in, etc. Okay. So on the counter.
So he said lingerie because he wanted you to help him pick out some lingerie.
Well, it can't because he was not having it with the hats.
Okay.
The hats were. Okay. So then we went up. He was going to get some lingerie. And I am just like. Oh, well, I can dine out forever on this story. We're going to go get lingerie.
You go. You say you go up to the lingerie.
Hold on. I can dine out forever.
Like it's a good party story.
On this story.
I think that's what she meant to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like marbles for me. It's a great party story.
Two or three boxes on the counter. The fancy, remember the old-fashioned lingerie boxes. And a filmy see-through bodysuit in lilac gray. And he snatches it up and he says, go try this on. I said, you try it on. He said, no, it looks like it fits you. I said, it goes with your eyes. He said, no, go put this on. And Anderson.
So at this point, it's you're saying it's
we're
a friendly.
Joshing. I used to be a writer at Saturday Night Live. I see an entire sketch of making Donald Trump put this filmy thing over his pants. That is what I'm thinking. Mm. I am not thinking. I was laughing as I said it. He said, well, you know, he went like this. And I walked in stupidly.
So for you, this was kind of a New York moment.
Look at how much leaned back.
Yeah, look how tense his jaw is.
No, yeah, but he's so leaned back.
Yeah.
God dang, because she's so aggressive.
She's best New York. Ah! It's like the best New York. Donald Trump is going to put on a filmy bodysuit. Mm. It's like, oh, I couldn't. So let's go in the dressing room. I thought, yeah, I'm going to make him put pants on. Walked in, and the minute I was in there, he shut the door and pushed me up against the wall and bang my head on the wall and kissed me. It was so shocking. I couldn't, of course, I started laughing again because.
You started laughing?
Of course.
Why, of course?
Because it was a way of. If it was at all erotic in his part, it would. If a man is laughed at, it usually will make him. And he put his shoulder against me, to hold me against the wall, and at that point, I realized that I was in a very difficult situation.
Did he say anything?
No. It was just like, we're going to do this thing. We're just so hot for each other. Why would I even try to think what he was thinking? Anyway, so he pushed me, held me with the shoulder, and I was wearing a coat dress and tights, and he pulled down the tights. And so
He pulled them with both hands, with one hand?
One. And that was when it turned serious. I realized that this was a fight. And even though I can talk about it now and put words to it, at the time the adrenaline is pouring through me and all I want to do is, right.
How would you describe, what were you, you said you were obviously
fighting.
Surprised, fighting.
Right.
Were you scared? Were you
no,
angry?
I was too,
were you?
I was too panicked to be scared.
What?
Too panicked to be scared, okay.
You know.
you said adrenaline was pumping.
I assume it was. Right. Because I got strong enough. He's 6'3", apparently. I've looked it up. I was about 6'1" in the massive heels I was wearing. And so we were even, almost even in height. And down go the tights. And it was against my will. And it hurt. And it was a fight.
And this is not a question I would normally ask. And if you don't want to answer, I totally understand. But given the prior accusation.
Did he get some Cheetos?
Yeah, she doesn't know if it was his fingers or digits or penis. I think she comes out and says.
Which have all been of.
Cheetos.
Forms of assault.
Wouldn't it be so cool if Anderson goes, did he get Cheetos?
That'd be super cool.
Would.
Alter harassment. You're saying there was actual penetration.
Yes.
Did you, which is, puts it into a different category of any of these other, any of the other women who have come forward.
You're the first one to come up with the Cheetos.
Was I think it I mean,
digital
that is,
or?
What?
Was it digital penetration?
I
or
think
was,
so, I don't know.
Is, that is the.
I would think. I mean,
or
you
is
can't,
it PP?
I don't think you can PP a girl standing up. One tights with, I don't.
Definition of rape. Don't. One definition.
That's the definition. Yes.
But she said it wasn't rape, like right before that.
Hello.
I'm hello? Confused.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk about how corrupt this whole case is.
For tonight, so, where they're calling this.
I mean, can we talk about how corrupt this the whole fucking world is?
The funny thing about this case was, so she started giving these interviews in like 2019, and at that time the statute of limitations in New York was like 20 years for civil suits for sexual assault, so she really didn't gain any traction. So she hooks up with the LinkedIn co-founder, who's a major Democrat activist, and they worked with the New York legislator to get the law changed to basically an unlimited time frame, and they allowed a 1-year grace period for any claims that went past the previous 20 years, and that's how all this started.
Man, that's bullshit. So if statute of limitations has expired, they get
they changed the law, yeah.
They changed the law so they can unwind this. They give everybody a 1-year grace period to come on board and tell us
exactly
what you got. This bitch comes in there during that deal.
Yeah, she filed and he paid for everything. But if you go to the Trump town hall last night, he addressed this whole situation and he had the audience just rolling on the floor laughing. And CNN was aghast afterwards. They couldn't believe it. They were throwing a fit.
Yeah, CNN didn't look good.
Yeah, apparently it was bad. I haven't seen it, but I've seen like some
you know,
of the videos.
And the thing about it is, man, I'm tired of it all. It's such politics sucks. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. The depths of just the low depths that they will go just at any cost to fuck with people.
And one more thing about the case I didn't understand is they found him not liable for rape, but liable for defaming her. I don't know how you can defame somebody that accuses you of rape. That's kind of strange to me.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
oh, like by saying like, oh, she's not my type, or is that?
Yeah, that was the defamation because he claimed that she wasn't his type and said some other things. But if he didn't rape her, then,
right? If he was wrongfully accused,
you would say lots of stuff about her, you know.
Hey, you know what? I really appreciate your insight, man. Seriously.
All right, appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate
like
you.
This guy from the Bills, Lummy.
Yep.
This motherfucker.
Yeah,
this
punter,
poor dude,
yeah.
Punter.
Oh,
this woman said that he raped her. He gang banged her.
Yeah.
This woman did.
Oh, yeah.
It really it fucked his whole life up. He was getting ready to be one of the highest picked punters in the league.
He got picked in
the
sixth round.
Matt Araizia, is that it?
Yeah. He got picked by the Bills last year. And then I think, was he cut or put on the practice team? Or
they cut him because of this.
So because the SDSU, the San Diego State University thing?
Yeah, San Diego State University says that this guy gang raped her. It then later comes he gets drafted. This comes out, they cut him.
Yeah, after
he doesn't
after
even play one game.
No, he played the first preseason game. He had like a 78-yard punt.
Yeah, and then you know this comes out, they cut him. You know because they can't have this shit going on.
Right.
And now it's come out that she lied,
or no, that he wasn't involved in it at all. He left an hour before the rape took place. It says.
Well, she lied that he was part of it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
or maybe she didn't know. I don't know.
Well, it also came out, which made it look worse, is that she was 17 at the time. But
oof,
and
yeah,
she said that he let her in the room.
But needless to say, this guy really had nothing to do with it.
No.
And nobody reports that. Now they're contemplating, well, do we let this guy play again or try out? And my answer is, fuck yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You let this guy try out with any team he wants. Because this guy got fucking railroaded.
Does Matt Araiza deserve a second chance in the NFL? The man once dubbed Punt God was named the starting punter for the Bills and then cut after he was accused of participating in a gang rape in a civil lawsuit. With the team's GM saying, "We just think it's the best move for everyone to move on from Matt and let him take care of this situation." Now, according to documents obtained by Yahoo Sports, prosecutors say Araiza had left the party at the time of the alleged incident, and that there wasn't enough evidence to determine.
And this is prosecutors that say this. This isn't, you know, these are the people that are investigating this.
Yeah.
They're saying he left an hour before this allegedly happened.
And the contact with the other men involved wasn't consensual. No charges were brought, but the accuser's lawsuit does remain active, with her attorney stating the witness relied upon was Araiza's buddy.
Okay, so what does that do with Araiza's buddy? It's not him.
I think that's who said it was him, I guess.
Oh.
I think that's what, I would have to listen to it again, but I think that's what he meant. I'm assuming she was so fucked up she didn't know what was going on.
And she just and knew then Matt Araiza might have been there.
Right, and I guess like his buddy was like, oh, well, Matt was there and let her in the door or something like that. That's what it says.
I'm going to swim with my mom.
Nice.
I'm going to look like two manatees out there.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me, we didn't get into the son's ex-general manager died by suicide. Yeah. He was in trouble too, was he not?
He sure was.
Yeah. In about 30 minutes, my eulogy to my phenomenal late great stepfather, Jeffrey Earl Edmond. That gets released on our YouTube channel here in 30 minutes. And then at 5, my food review sponsored by Philip JPK 123 ABC 123 Honolulu Night No Hummel. Everybody have a great day.
See you.